Kidvach, we hope you had a most enjoyable first days of Yom Tov. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And we are in Sefer Eicha. We're going to close it out today with the fifth parak of Eicha. The fifth parak is not arranged alphabetically. Some of it sort of corresponds to letters in the alephase, but it seems to have its own flavor to it. And so therefore we begin. It's also not as long as the other parakim. Not as long as the fourth parak, but it certainly continues to bring us forward. Zachar Hashem Hayalanu Abito Re'es Kherpasenu. Remember Hashem what took us. Look and see our disgrace. We ask Hashem to remember the suffering before the Churban, as well as what we go through in the Churban itself, says the Ibn Ezra. Right? Nachlasenu Nepchal Zarim Batenu Linachrim. Our inheritance was turned over to Goyim, our houses to foreigners, our fields and our vineyards, Eretz Yisrael as a whole, it's all destroyed. Yisomim hayinu v'ein av, imosenu kalmanos. We are orphans with no father. One with no father used to be able to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, even if a Jew has a father who's alive, it's like an orphan, because B'nai Yisrael became alienated, and yet we still have a responsibility without a father look after us. Meimenu b'kesef shasinu eitzenu b'mechir yavo. We have to pay for our drinks, right? We have to pay for our wood. In other words, the enemy stole our wells, so we have to go purchase our own water. And because the Jews were afraid to go down to the river, they were forced to purchase it, says Rashi, right? Al tzavareinu nirdafnu yaganav lo nachlanu. On our necks, we were pursued. We worked, but there's nothing left for us. Right? In other words, the enemy came to steal from us, and we get no break from the enemy. Everything gets collected as taxes. Mitzrayim nasnu yad, ashur lisbor alachem. Egyptians, we stretched out a hand to the Egyptians and to Assyria to get bread. Avosinu chatu ve'inam, v'anachnu avoseim savalnu. Our forefathers sinned, they don't exist anymore. We've suffered because of them. We've tried. And we continue to suffer because we continue to proceed in the same derech that they did. And that's what we said on Yom HaKippurim. Slaves ruled us. There's no rescuer from their hands. Right? We have something that we have to work through. In danger we bring our bread because of the sword to the wilderness. In exchange for our lives, we were forced to purchase the bread from the enemy in exchange for their freedom. And we had to use the sword of the enemy lying in ambush in the wilderness. Right? Our skin was scorched like an oven with the fever of the famine. They took advantage of the women, both in Sion and in Yehuda. The leaders were hanged by their hands, and the elders were shown no respect. Right? Young men drag the millstone, the youth stumble under the wood. In other words, they don't have the strength to lift up their feet. The elders are gone from the gate, and the boys are no longer singing their music. Their spirit was so broken, says Lechem Dina. And of course, that's a reference to the Sanhedrin and to the Levim who would sing, or the Talmidei Chachamim who used to go through their store, their limudim with a niggin. Shavas mesos libenu nepach leibam mecholenu. Gone is the joy of our hearts. Our dancing turned into mourning, right? And Beis Hamikdash is gone. Right, Nafla Teres Roshenu, our crown has fallen down. Oyin Alanu Kichatano, and it's woe unto us because we did this. Alzeh Yadav Eli Beinu Aleila Chashku Einenu. For this, our heart was faint and our eyes were dimmed. Al Hartzion Shesh Amim Shualim Hilchuba. For the Hartzion that was destroyed, and now the foxes are going all over it. Right. Ata Hashem liolam teshev ki sachal ador vador. So Hashem, you will sit over this forevermore, your throne endures throughout generations. Lama lo netzach tishkachenu tazvenu l'orech yamim. Why do you ignore us forever and leave us for a long time? Hashivenu Hashem eilecha b'nashuva chadesh yamenu kekedem. Hashem, bring us back and we will return. Bring us back by force. And then once we're accustomed, we'll do tshuva on our own. Hashem, even though you may have been disgusted with us, right, and you may have also be angry against us, right, even though you're sick of our sins, says Rashi, and you're also angry, you're fed up with us, still, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha Menashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem, we ask Hashem to bring us back and renew our days of old, and we repeat this pasuk to end on a positive note. In the end of the day, the Yalkut Shimoni ends here and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn Tisha B'Av, the day we read this Megillah, into a day of Simcha, Sason, and celebration, and Hashem will rebuild Yerushalayim and go ahead and gather in all the people who are in Galus, as we say, Bonei Yerushalayim HaShem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, Hashem is the builder of Tzion, of Yerushalayim, and He will gather the dispersed of Am Yisrael. May we get that opportunity to experience that quickly in our days, and may we all be zoche to be there at that point in time. Have a wonderful, terrific, amazing day.